This is KERA News. The cities of Dallas and Irving took a first step toward an earthquake task force Monday with an afternoon conference call that included experts from the U.S. Geological Survey. 17 small quakes have hit the Irving area around State Highways 114 and 183 in the past week. Several of them were big enough to startle neighbors in Dallas and elsewhere. At a Dallas City Council update on the swarm of earthquakes that has shaken windows and rattled nerves, Councilwoman Jennifer Gates said she would never have imagined.
If somebody had told me my first year we'd be dealing with earthquakes and Ebola, I would be a little bit surprised that that would be Dallas and District 13.
That district stretches from Webb Chapel on the west to Vickery Meadow in East Dallas. Constituents living closest to Irving reported feeling several of the quakes. Rocky Vaz, director of the Dallas Office of Emergency Management, told council members a primary goal of any task force would be getting the latest accurate information on the earthquakes to the public and educating them on what to do when the ground starts shaking.
Drop, duck, cover, get under a table. If you're inside the house, stay inside, don't run out. If you're outside, stay away from electric poles or tall buildings, be in an open area.
Dallas council members asked city officials if the building codes should be updated. There have been some seismic standards on the books since 2002.
Based on the historical situation that we've been in, the requirements are minimal.
That's David Sessions, City of Dallas Building Code Administrator. He can't say what magnitude might trigger a review and possible upgrade. He says the measurements are different.
Richter scale is more of a measure of the intensity of the event itself. The building code is actually dealing with the horizontal ground motion, which is where the major damage comes from as far as the buildings are concerned.
Sessions says there's always been horizontal ground movement in a quake.
But in the Dallas area, that motion is so minimal. The code doesn't trigger any major requirements as it would do, let's say, in California.
Rocky Vaz told council members the likelihood of a North Texas magnitude 5 earthquake, the threshold for serious damage, is 0.023, very small. The strongest quake so far has been 3.6. In Irving, where most of the quakes have been recorded, the city council gets an update from SMU seismologists on Thursday. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.